What a blessed, unique testimony and witness that the apostles were able to render to the world. To have known Jesus in his humanity and to know him in his divinity. He was always divine, but his divinity was often hidden in his humanity. But to know him in his resurrection, where his divinity is made manifest, where he walks into a room, walks out of a room, doors are locked. When he constantly shows up and brings the power of the Holy Spirit with him, breathing on his apostles, his disciples, sharing this breath of life with them. I don't know where in Scripture it is. I think it is in one of John's letters where he speaks about having known him in the flesh and deeming this as of no value now that I know him, I'm paraphrasing, know him in his resurrection. So radically transformative was Jesus' resurrection. Yet John has this ability to witness to both. He also was there when Peter, James, and John accompanied Jesus into the room to raise up the little girl. Talitha ka'um. I say to you, little girl, arise. She's asleep. Yet he raised her from the dead. John was there. John, Peter, and James were also there on the Mount of Transfiguration. It's the three of them when Jesus became radiant as the sun. His clothes became white, more white than any fuller's lie could make them. They heard the voice from heaven come from the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son." What a privileged place for John to give witness and testimony to what we have seen with our own eyes, what we have touched with our hands. I bear witness to you. What an incredible gift. But my brothers and sisters, we too have the ability to bear witness to Jesus. It is not a witness to having read a book and so I can quote catechism paragraph such and such, such and such, this and that, to bear witness to Jesus Christ. No. Pope Benedict said it well, that the whole Christian endeavor, the whole reality of our Christian faith is an encounter with a living God. And if you have not had this encounter with the living God, then you're not living Christianity. Because at its very heart, it's not an encounter with an idea. It's not an encounter with a list of rules. It is an encounter, and it's not even an encounter with your family. It is an encounter with a living God. And the ability for us to bear witness to Jesus is our ability to bear witness to the encounter that we have had with him. When we go into the sacraments, do we expect to receive what it is that is given? To go into the sacrament of confession, burdened by sin, burdened by the weight of it, burdened by the shame of it, burdened by all of these things, and to be forgiven and to walk out of the confessional free. Or is it like you're returning a book to the library and just return it and then you walk out and, oh, I'm going to be back to return another one soon? Do we expect what the sacrament says that it conveys when we approach the sacrament, when we come to the Eucharist, go to daily Mass, routine, daily Mass, we get into a habit, do we literally expect what it is that is given? The opportunity for us to be one with Jesus in the offering of ourselves completely to the Father, in sacrifice, through Him, with Him, and in Him to the Father. First things first. First, the celebration of the Mass is not a receiving in the meal, it is the giving of ourselves through Him and with Him and in Him to the Father. This opportunity is broken open for us. And then after we have made a gift of ourselves through Him and with Him and in Him to the Father, do we expect what He offers for us to receive? Are we changed and transformed by it? We receive into our very being the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is alive, not dead. The Eucharist we receive, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ is alive, not dead. We receive the sacraments and anticipate and expect what it is that they give, then you and I also, my brothers and sisters, may bear witness, not to an idea or a list of do's and don'ts, but true and authentic encounter with the risen Lord. Can we boldly say that we have seen with our eyes, touched with our hands, we've experienced what we've heard said to us? I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When we hear and experience, can we boldly proclaim that we too are able to bear witness to Jesus Christ? Because we have indeed encountered Him. It's what our life is to be. It's the door that has been opened for us. It is the sacraments. It is the Scriptures. It's all these things that come to us. May they not be simply in vain, or habits, pious actions. May they truly be what they are intended to be. Encounters with the living God. Amen.